Hello and welcome to episode 198 of the Venture Grab podcast. My name's Richard and today is the 10th of December 2018. Right now, I am continuing to sort out my seed collection. It's taken quite a while. I've been talking about this a lot over the last few weeks, in part because I've got so many seed packets. In fact, I'll tell you how many seed packets I've got at the end of this podcast. But the reason I'm sorting these seeds out is so I've got an idea of what I've got to grow next year, so I can start putting my plans into place. But more on that later on. While I continue with this, why don't we go have a listen to what I've been doing over the last week and what the Garden Days Canada suggests to do for this next week. Today is Sunday the 9th of December, and it's the first time all week I've been able to get in the garden or allotment and do anything. Currently, I'm in my little potting shed at home, just sorting a few things out, tidying up as always, and getting prepared for next year, which seems to be a theme at the moment. Now, during the week, I've had this awful sore throat, which gives me a bit of a Barry White sounding voice. So I've kind of not really done anything, taking care of myself, I guess you could say. Early nights and lots of Lemsip, but I'm over that now. And this means today has been the first time I've managed to do any sort of gardening. That's not strictly true. Yesterday I did go and meet another gardener and podcaster called Sarah Wilson. I mentioned her a couple of weeks ago with the Roots and All podcast. So had a lovely afternoon chatting to her and her partner, talking about gardening, podcasting and various things. More on that in future podcasts. But today, you know, I got up this morning and I went down the allotment, and I was so glad to go down the allotment. It's the first time in weeks it feels like I've actually managed to get down there properly. So I was really, really pleased to be out there. Now, I got down there and one of the first things was I just walked around taking note of what needs doing, what needs some attention and that sort of thing. I then pulled out the hoe and ran over some of the empty spaces again. This couch grass that I suffer with actually grows back really quite rapidly. So the constant hoeing, in theory, should help tackle that. In some areas where it was clear, I've actually laid down some cardboard that I had spare. I've weighed that down just so it doesn't blow around, because it's actually quite windy and sunny today. But yeah, weighed the cardboard down just to make sure that doesn't get blown around. And I'm kind of using that as a mulch, as a weed suppressant, a lot like the black weed membrane that we generally use in the garden. But one, it's cardboard, so it's cheap. Well, to say cheap, it's free in many cases. Two, because it's cardboard, it will rot down to nothing, so it's environmentally friendly and it's recycling. So all in all, I think that's a pretty good deal. There we go, put that back there. I'm just hearing my chickens making a bit of noise. I want to go see what's going on out there. After laying this cardboard down, I was looking and seeing what I've got available. Particularly for tea, and I had quite a few cauliflowers. Right, chickens are okay. I had quite a few cauliflowers. I've harvested a couple of those, and they're a decent size. Just become ready. So if I'd left them any longer, they would have probably gone to flower. And that's the trick with cauliflowers, is knowing when to harvest. It's quite tricky to get them right. I mean, I tend to say as soon as they look ready, pick them. Funnily enough, on a Facebook group earlier today, that somebody else was asking when to pick cauliflowers, because she had some that she should have picked last week, but she left them. And then she came back this week and they've been hit with frost and what have you. So they weren't any use to her, really. So yeah, what I generally say with cauliflowers is as soon as they look ready, harvest them. In the summer particularly, if you're harvesting them in the summer, they can be ready and then the next day they can bolt because they're so, they don't like bright light, they don't like hot, so they're pretty fiddly to know when to harvest, I find. But no, anyway, I've got a couple and I'm really, really happy with those. I've got a couple more that will be ready soon, which should give us enough for Christmas as well. The all-important Christmas meal is on the horizon, and I'm thinking a lot now about that. So after harvesting the cauliflowers, my next task, and it was quite an important one, you may remember, probably 6 weeks ago, I sowed some broad bean seeds. In fact, it was in October, and I've been moving those outside. I sowed them in the potting shed that I'm in at the moment. They germinated, they grew, and then I moved them into the greenhouse. And then last week I moved them outside just to start hardening them off, so they were getting ready to go out. Well, it was time to plant them out today, and I planted them into a bed down on the allotment, and yeah, they seem pretty happy. The root system on them was amazing, really decent roots, so they've gone into the ground. They should now grow on over these winter months and give us an early harvest of broad beans next year as well. And the other reason I do it this way, we won't get any black fly infestation because we kind of beat them by sowing broad beans in the end of autumn. After that, it started to rain, so I kind of packed up, and now I've came home. And I've done a bit more at home, actually. I'm making the most of what I can. I was doing a bit of tidying up around the vegetable patch area, clearing the mud from the path that I spoke of last week. I then harvested some more of my Cape gooseberries. They're producing phenomenally well. They really are fantastic, and I'll be definitely growing these next year. I mean, the plant itself hasn't shown any sign of dying back at all, so I may even be able to grow it all year round. I don't know, we'll find out. Another task that I've had in the pipeline to tackle during the summer: the door on my potting shed that I'm in currently blew open and the key flew out somewhere, and I've not been able to find it. I asked a friend who has a metal detector if I could borrow the metal detector. And yeah, that's what I done today. I went round the area where I thought it would be with this metal detector to find this key, and yep, found it. Very, very happy, because now I can actually lock this shed properly without any risk of it flying open, especially with the winter months coming. And that should make it a bit more secure, as well as keep my tools inside dry. And this time in between, I've been kind of keeping the door shut with a brick, just wedged closing it. I mean, the door does have a handle on it, but the slightest bit of wind and it will blow open. I've been discussing plans with this shed area with the wife, actually, because, again, this was something we inherited when we moved into this house, and it's pretty good. It's kind of half a greenhouse, made of plastic and corrugated iron, but it's not the most attractive sort of thing, if I'm honest. And although I don't really do aesthetics, I feel I can improve it. And I'm talking with the wife about plans of knocking this down, building a new shed, having it part of the chicken coop as well, and the quail coop and various things like that, as well as try and make it squarer, because at the moment it runs at a slight angle with the bit behind as a path that leads to the patio, which also runs at an angle, and I just feel it'd be better if it was squared off. So yeah, that's what I've been doing today, and I'm just in this potting shed doing a bit of tidying up, cleaning a few of my pots down, making sure they're ready for next year. A bit of Jay's fluid and what have you, just to make sure they're clean and carrying no bugs or anything and stuff. So next year we can start sowing. Well, I start sowing in January, so only a few weeks to go before we hit it hard. This week, the Garden Days calendar suggests the following. In frost-free weather, prune out dead or diseased branches from established trees or shrubs. Prune overhanging branches of judicious trees and cut back the long stems of established roses. Prune vines before the end of the month, deadhead winter flowering pansies regularly. Well, pruning is, funnily enough, something I've been looking at the weekend. Now, pruning is ideal at this time of year when a tree, a shrub or bush or whatever it is has no leaves on it. This just makes it easier to see what is going on and what needs to be pruned away. And as the calendar suggests, I always start with branches that are dead or diseased And then I follow that up with branches that are in the wrong place. So they could be crossing other branches, which could cause damage, or overhanging places that I don't want them to be. And pruning is actually very simple. I just take a really sharp pair of secateurs or loppers and cut the branch back in a nice clean cut. And personally, I've never used any kind of pruning seal to seal the wound that I've just created. Instead, rather than let the tree, or whatever it could be, use its own sap, its natural defence against these sort of things, to do the job that it's meant to do naturally. Well, I've gone through my seed collection now. I've thrown away a lot of seeds that are out of date or I have no intention to sow. Outdate seeds might be okay, but I've got so many packets that I've just wanted them gone. Generally speaking, seeds have a best before date based on germination rate. So if a seed company in tests finds that, I don't know, say 5 out of 10 seeds don't germinate after a certain date, they may consider those to be not good enough past that date. A kind of quality control, I guess you could say. And that is there to really kind of cover themselves in case anybody turns around and says, well, I bought these seeds 10 years ago, they should still be good. That's not how seeds work, of course. But that does depend a lot on how seeds are stored. I keep my seeds in an old fridge in my shed. The reason I do that is the fridge keeps a fairly constant temperature. It's obviously not running, it's turned off, so it does remain insulated. It also keeps out rats and mice. So they can sit in there quite happily. They're outside. I've thrown in some, the silica gel you get in electrical goods when you buy them. A few packets of those just throw in there just to keep the moisture decent. As I was saying, I've thrown away a lot of out-of-date seeds, but I've also thrown away carrot and parsnip seeds because these seeds are only really good for 1 year, and I've not had much success this year with both of those. I really want 2019 to be a good year for both carrots and parsnips, so I'm starting with fresh seeds again, and that's hopefully the way I'm going to be a bit more successful with these next year. I've also thrown away onion seeds. Again, these seeds are only good for 1 year, but that I've also found that sowing seeds I find to be quite laborious, quite tricky and time-consuming. The seeds themselves are easy to sow. Normally, we'd start sowing them around Boxing Day. But I just find, they start to grow, then you've got to thin them and pot them on and then plant them out, and they're never as good as sets. So I now just stick with sets. And I've also planted quite a few sets way back. You may well remember, I think there's 2 beds of onions and I've still got more to go. I can't remember the exact figure, but it was certainly over 600 sets in total or something, wasn't it? I'm getting away from the point there. So I've thrown away onions and carrots and parsnip seeds. After all these seeds are thrown away that I'm not keeping, it's left me with 388 packets of seeds that I'm still going to be using. 388, and I've got a feeling there's probably more hiding around my house waiting to go into these tins, so the number might increase. I'm not going to use them all, I don't think, so some of those will of course be given away as prizes. Most of my seeds actually come from magazines where they're given away free. I get 2 magazines a month, Kitchen Garden and Grow Your Own. Both of those are free seeds. I get the seeds, my Grow Your Own magazine is actually a subscription from a gift from my sister every year. And Kitchen Garden, I quite like. I mean, I enjoy both of these magazines. I quite read in them. I used to like it when Lucy Chamberlain was the editor, of course, one of my heroes. So out of these seeds that I am keeping, I've made a list of what I've got, and that's why it took quite a while. I've also made a note of whether the packet's open or sealed. The reason I do that is I like to use the sealed packets first, just to get them used up a bit. By listing the seeds like this, I can easily see just what I've got and what I don't have. And this is making it easier for me to plan in 2019. And so far, I've found that I have a huge amount of tomato seeds. None of the varieties I actually want to grow. I've been trialing this year Crimson Crush, Mountain Magic and Lorenzo. And all three of these are blight-resistant varieties and have proven really, really good. This year, I will be growing, or 2019, I will be growing those three varieties again to keep them coming. The others, because I've got so many and I end up growing so many tomatoes that I run out of space, that I don't really feel like growing any other tomatoes. I may feel differently about that in the future, but for the most part, I just want to stick with those three, really. Whenever I'm planning for the next year, something I always like to look at is what's performed well for me in this year. And one of the things that I am absolutely chuffed to pieces with has been the Cape Gooseberries. Now, I'm still picking the Cape Gooseberries, and I've been trying to find seeds for those in garden centres, and they're not really available in garden centres. I can get them online, so it's not a huge problem, but thankfully I've still got a couple of seeds left over from last year. So of course they will be definitely used, and I know a few others have been asking me about these. They have been fantastic, these Cape Gooseberries. They're so flavourful, still producing. I mean, this is mid-December, early to mid-December, I suppose, and there's still hundreds of fruits on them just waiting to ripen. Yeah, really, really tasty. I've also had quite a bit of success with marrow this year, although in terms of using them in the kitchen, they've not really been anything that I've been overwhelmed with. They're okay, just a bit kind of boring, I guess. But I did find a pack of marrow seeds, and amongst that I didn't know I had. So they will be definitely used, and I'll grow a couple of marrow plants again. And I'm going to try and find some sort of recipe that uses marrow in a decent way that we can both enjoy it and not get so frustrated. I mean, we've got a lot of marrow in the freezer still, so there's plenty of use for it. I found another packet of seeds that I've had a huge amount of success with this year, and that is the cucumber, a variety called Crystal Apple. What I found interesting about these was it had a slight appley flavour. It was very, very tasty, very interesting to have in a cucumber. So finding a pack of these has been really, really beneficial, and I'm sure to be growing these on next year. Now we're going to get into things that I want to improve a bit now. Beans and peas have been they've not been great for me this year, and it's something I really, really want to improve upon. And I've gone through my seeds, and I have got lots of beans and peas seeds. So I've got plenty of different varieties to try. But there was one variety that I did have to throw away because they were out of date, and I really want to grow, and I keep trying, is cannellini beans. These are the type of beans used in baked beans. And with the tomatoes and stuff, I would really like to grow homegrown baked beans. Unfortunately, the cannellini beans just seem very, very difficult for me to grow, but hopefully next year we'll get through that. Squashes, that's also another thing I really want to do a lot more of. Pumpkins and butternut squash have been pretty good this year, if I'm honest. Decent sized pumpkins, a decent butternut squash, but I just want to improve upon it. I want some more edible pumpkins. The ones I've been growing have been the carving type, really, and I want more edible ones. The variety I'm really looking at is Crown Prince. It's meant to be one of the best tasting pumpkins to try. And I think based on the success I've had with all my pumpkins this year, I'm going to be okay with that. Now, of course, every year I try and grow something new, something that I've never grown before. This year I've got a really big plan to grow something very, very different for me, and I've actually got the seeds already. That's chickpeas. Now these chickpeas are from the Eden Project, and yeah, they're meant to be attractive. I've got the seeds just in front of me here, and it's chickpea principe. Chickpeas make very attractive plants with feathery foliage and pretty veined flowers, followed by pods containing two fresh chickpeas, which can be used in a variety of Tuscan recipes. Try Tuscan soup with chickpeas, chopped tomatoes, garlic, rosemary, balsamic vinegar, and Parmesan cheese. Chickpeas give distinctive nutty flavour to minestrone and curries too, and are an essential ingredient for hummus.
Chickpeas dry brilliantly for use during the winter months, and the quality of your homegrown chickpeas will often be far superior to the canned ones you can buy. Start sowing them in February to May and harvest them from May to August. It sounds interesting, actually. I'm quite looking forward to growing those. Pop those down there. Next year. It sounds, it should be a good one to try. Now, I've got no doubt at all that my plans will change over the next few months. I've got these things are where I'm currently thinking. In February, I'll be going to Seedy Sunday again, which is a seed and swap event in Brighton. It's the largest one in the UK, I believe. And I've got no doubt I will come away from there with more and more seeds and plans. But we'll go over that nearer the time, of course, and we'll see what happens afterwards. Well, that's my seed tin sorted out for 2018, getting ready for 2019. Lots for me to think about and getting plans into place, and I hopefully will give you some sort of thoughts for yourselves. Let me know what your plans are. I'll be really interested to know if anybody else has grown anything they've never grown before and quite what it is. Now, just a couple things before I wrap up. Firstly, next Monday, the 18th of November, 18th of December, podcast will be out as normal, but I will be on the Vobe show in the evening. Nothing new there. I'm not quite sure what we're going to be doing. I'm hoping we'll be able to cook something up. We'll see what happens. But we have a special guest, which may interest you. As you know, I'm quite good friends with another podcaster and gardener, Lee Connolly, the Skinny Gin Gardener. Well, he's joining us on the Vobe show. It should be pretty mad, I'm expecting. It'll be a lot of fun anyway. So, please come along and join in for that. Now, the next thing is the weekly seed competition. Each week, anybody that contacts me through any form of media, be it email, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Facebook group, anything like that, your name will get entered into a hat and you could win a pack of seeds. This week, the winner is Isabel, who contacts me through the Facebook page and normally leaves a comment. Thank you very much, Isabel. I'll be contacting you in the very near future. If I haven't contacted you by the time you hear this, please get in touch and send me your address and I will send you some seeds. That is everything for this week. So thank you very much for listening. I'm going to start wrapping up. Next week, I'm thinking I'll be talking about tools and tool care. But we'll see what happens, of course, because it could all change between now and then. But thank you very much for listening. Please take care and I'll see you again next time.